7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
はい、川の柳に思いつきました。
張り切ってどうぞ。
うるせえよ、うるうるせえよ、うるせえよ。
カープか。
まあひどい、なんとも低いクオリティ。ピピピ、
Okay.We gotta do this. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. Hello, my name is Tob. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I got up kind of late, and I'm not sure why. So that's cool, I guess. The weird thing about it is that my cat can't figure out what's going on. Is she going to stay asleep, or is she going to come over here and start bothering me? I don't know. I've got some tea. And it's pretty good. Oh, it's damn good. Oh. Yeah, so... It's, I don't know. Things are just weird today. It's not that I slept late. I went to bed at sort of the usual time, you know, shortly before 3 a.m. I'm sure I was asleep by about 3 a.m. or shortly thereafter. And then I was awakened at 8 by the cat doing the usual bizarreness. And then I woke up again at like 9:30 for whatever other reason. And I didn't think I was going to be able to go back to sleep, but I did. And then I slept way too long. Like another 2 hours. Almost 2 hours. So, I can't figure out what my sinuses are trying to do. I'm enjoying the tea. And, well, to be perfectly honest, that's just about all I got. Oh, I was doing something last night, but I can't remember what it was. What was I doing last night? I was just sitting here, and what was I thinking about? More dice games? Well, yeah, I'm sure at some point I was probably thinking about dice games, but that's not the critical thing. Oh, I think the most important thing that I was doing last night was watching videos about Basel. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tob, what, that city in Switzerland? No, that's Basel. No, that's Basel. Wait, that's Basel. Basel, Switzerland, Basil Rathbone, and what's the plant? So yeah, no, I was watching this thing about this guy who was just, I don't even know, okay, yeah, I am starting to remember what is going on now. I started thinking yesterday or the day before that I'm going to have to grow some herbs this year. And I don't know if I'm going to actually sort of start up a full-on herb garden or if I'm just going to set out some containers. I'll probably just set out a couple containers. And I think I'm going to grow some chives and some basil. And maybe some peppers. No, I don't need more chili peppers. I just love to grow chili peppers so much, and I haven't done it in a while, so I'm having that thing. But anyway, I've been thinking I need basil because I don't have enough and I can't ever get it when I want it. And chives. Why am I spending ridiculous amounts of money on chives when they're free? When I can just go to OPPD and pull them out of the ground? So I'm going to start growing this stuff. And that's what I was doing last night. I was doing a little bit of research, wondering, does it take anything special to grow basil? And, well, it turns out that, no, there's there's nothing to it. As I assumed. But, yeah, now I gotta figure out some way to grow some basil without spending any money. Obviously, I gotta spend the money to buy some seeds. So I'm thinking, yeah, I'll just run over to Tractor Supply, get some basil, chive seeds, maybe. But then I started thinking about soil. Do I want to grow them in dirt? Do I want to grow them in rock wool? Well, what do I have? What do I have laying around? What are we doing? How can I not spend money on dirt? Good growing soil, etc. Well, so I think somewhere, and I'm almost positive, but somewhere I've got some rock wool starting, what do you call them, pots or pods or little pieces of rock wool that I can stuff seeds into they're for starting seeds is what these things are for. And I've got all kinds of yummy fertilizer and good stuff for plants, and I've got lots of polycrystals to mix into the soil and all kinds of crazy tricks. So that's what I kind of need to do today. I kind of need to take inventory of all the stuff that I have. I wonder if I've got any plastic trays or... No, I don't think I do. Anyway, I got to find out what I have. And then I got to get some seeds, and then I got to start some damn plants. And all of this just so I can have a homemade margarita pizza. Is that where I'm going with this? Well, you know, I can't say no. I can't say that's not a possibility. Good tea. This is all part of the same grand scheme. I want to eat a pizza. I want to make a pizza and then eat it. And, you know, I've talked about it for the last couple of weeks. I've been doing my research, my pizza dough research, my pizza tomatoes research, and I'm learning a lot. Well, at least about the dough. How to do pizza dough, how to make New York style pizza, temperature. So I'm worried about my oven, which doesn't get very hot. But I've learned some tricks. Like, put a big fat piece of steel plate in your oven and cook your pizza on that. It's way better than a pizza stone. And this is how you get New York style pizza crust. And I'm thinking, yeah, I gotta get me one of these big old pizza steels. And then you find out how much they cost and you say, oh yeah, no thank you, I can just buy a New York pizzeria for what that piece of steel costs. So, there's a part of me that wants to get away from that and just sort of develop my own pizza. Okay, what if I didn't do, you know, perfect New York style pizza crust? What if I just did something else that I like? That might be acceptable. So I've been thinking about that. And I thought, okay, what I need to do is I need to aim for that perfect basicness. This is the key. This is the key to everything. Start basic, add details as you go. So I thought, yeah, okay. I'll make me some dough. I'll make me a pizza. Just make me a cheese pizza. No, I'm not going to eat just a cheese pizza. God damn it. And that's why I wanted to have the margarita. Which is why I need the basil. Which is why I need to start growing stuff soon. So, when do I even start the basil? I should probably start it now, or in the next couple of weeks, because it's probably going to take 60 days for it to get big enough to transplant. So if I start it in the beginning of February, 60 days would be then all of February, all of March. So the beginning of April. Can you start putting plants outside in April? Well, not around here, really. I mean, you could, but you're risking it. So... But I do want to give my plants a good head start. So I'm going to... What do I have in the way of lights? Do I have any good lights for my plants to be under? I don't know if I do or not. But that'll be something to think about. I gotta give my plants a big head start so that by the time I put them in the ground or in their actual containers and put them outside, I need to have good edible basil leaves in like 2 weeks or thereabouts. Doing the math in my head. Does that make any sense? Yeah, it kind of does. Anyway. So yeah, now I gotta go out and buy some seeds, which means I gotta go to Tractor Supply. And I love going to Tractor Supply. It's one of my favorite stores ever. They have the best things ever. And while I'm there, I could pick up some more wire. Ooh, while I'm there, I could pick up a goat marker. Because by the cashier stations, they've got these displays of animals. Toy animals. Little tiny toy animals. The hand-painted ones, those good kind of ones, and I could get a goat. Why do you need the goat, Tobe? Well, remember yesterday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee when I talked about a new dice game called Goat Dice that required a goat marker? There you go, we got a goat. I'm afraid to go to Tractor Supply, though, because I'll see lots of other stuff I want to buy. I'll start looking at seeds, and I'll find, like, 8 other things that I want to grow. Because I'll go there, I'll find the chive seeds, and I'll find the basil seeds, then I'll start seeing chili pepper seeds, and then they'll have something. They'll have something interesting. They'll have something that I want. I'll think, okay, yeah, I could do this, I guess. And then I'll see some other pepper seeds, and I'll say, oh, yeah, no, I don't need to do those. I mean, those are cool, but you well, now that I've actually got some other peppers going, I might as well get 2 different plants going. Okay, and then this just snowballs into... Oh, I'm going to start a farm. And I'm not starting a farm. I need to start a tea house, is what I need to do. I need to start a business. I need to start... It's not that I need to start a business so much as I just need to find something to do that will bring me some income. I need a few more dollars. Oh, I don't have enough money. Part of the problem is because last night before I was watching stuff about how to grow basil, I was watching stuff about filters because I still need a filter really badly. I need a synth filter. And so I was watching all this filter stuff and I was watching these comparison videos. Hey, these two filters by this company, back to back. Yeah, let's watch filter stuff. I kind of need an envelope generator too. But what do I need worse? What do I need to get first? What's probably the filter? I don't know. I need to get a couple things. They're not cheap. I need to get some dollars of money. Oh, now here comes the cat. Hi, you got some dollars for me? Do you have any kitty dollars for me? So the cat just walked over me and is now standing here. Hi. Yes. Hello, look at you. What do you want to do? Do you want to do some kitty stuff or do you want to give me some dollars? Do you want to give me some pounds of dollars? I don't know what this cat's doing. What are you doing? Are you going to give me some money or not? Am I extorting a cat? This is kitty extortion. Oh, hi. Oh, hi. Yeah, come up and sniff my face. Oh, yeah, rub your face on the microphone. Okay. If the face is being rubbed on the microphone, it's time to set up the kitty business pit. So, let's go to some music as I get the cat dealt with.
You could say that our story starts with John Travolta's film, Saturday Night Fever, about the disco craze. But that isn't really true. You have to go all the way back to Elvis Presley, to the Beatles, to rock and roll, and then finally comes disco. A very large, very lucrative new business of dance music. Maybe the biggest wave yet. Because it certainly seems that more and more Americans are getting more and more into the disco scene.
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me.
Thank you.
What the hell just happened? Oh my god, stuff broke. Quick, run something else!
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Yeah, I got to admit, it gets pretty beefy around here sometimes. And I don't know what's going on. I'm having some failures. I'm having some hardware failures. And of course, that had to ruin our beautiful Kraftwerk tune. Yes, that's right. What did we listen musically to today? Well, we heard some Kraftwerk, Kranz Europa Express. And then before that, some Giorgio Moroder. What the hell were we listening to? Chase? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Why is everything failing suddenly today? Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know, and I don't know what's happening. Oh, but something good happened last night. The other good thing that happened last night was that my book showed up. The committee may remember that I was excited last week to discover that John D. Fitzgerald posthumously published a book as a ghost. He wrote the eighth book of the Great Brain series after he died, and it was published in 1995, and of course I didn't hear about this and I knew nothing about it. We discovered this a couple weeks ago, and the emeritus said, hey, you want me to order that book for you? And I said, hell yeah. And he ordered it, and it showed up last night. And so now I have to finish reading what I was reading, which is Day of the Jackal by Frederick Forsyth. Got to finish that up. I'll finish that up in about half an hour later today. And then I can start reading the new Great Brain book. I'm pretty excited about that. I'll let you know how that works out for me. Maybe do a review. I don't like the illustrations already, but that's for another episode of The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day, people, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I am the hell out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.